We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And what's great about DraftKings is they have special promotions every day. You need to check back every day for a new opportunity. And what you need to do, if you don't already have the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app, go to your app store, download it now, and use promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante. I'm with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Last week, guys, in quarter number four, we decided to look at position battles, and we took a look at the offense. This week, we are going to look at the defense, and I think there's a pretty lot of rotation spots that are up in the air yet to be decided here, but I let you guys decide what direction we're going to go, and I'm going to start with you, Andy. What position battle on defense are you looking to watch?
So I had a few, but I'm going to go with my top one is I'm looking at the defensive tackle 3-4 spot. And by the 3-4 spot, I mean, who's the third D tackle that comes in and who's the fourth D tackle that come in? Who gets those all-important, those first and second backup snaps after Antonio Shelton and P.J. Mustipher? Because those are your starters, right? Some candidates that I see are Fred Hansard, who has played some, and Judge Culpepper, who you could argue hasn't played more than a handful of what I call meaningful snaps. And we know that the defensive tackle, the third defensive tackle and the fourth defensive tackle, that those snaps are meaningful. The heavy lifting that I like that Antonio Shelton does, the work that he does, what's he good for, Bob? You think 30, 35 snaps a game doing that sort of, you know, dirty, heavy lifting that he does, right? You can't play him 50 to 75 snaps a game.
Yeah, and I don't want to say he's a specialist, but I think what Shelton's strength is he's very, very good player against the run. I mean, I don't know that you need him on the field a lot if you know it's going to be third and eight or it's even second and long. I just think he's just one of the strongest, if not the strongest player on the team. And he's very, very tough to move in the middle of the field. So to me, I think he's one of the more underrated players on the team, but I just don't think you want him to rush the passer that much.
Yeah, exactly. And Mustipher is going to be the other starter. He's going to be a first-year starter. We both agree that he has the opportunity and he is poised to become an impact defensive tackle, but you still can't expect him to play 80 to 90% of the snaps a game. So beyond Hansard and Culpepper, those are the two guys that I'm going to watch to see who kind of comes out as the one who, you know, is the first guy to get in and replace them. And it's a bunch of guys that are first or second year players. But to me, the first defensive tackle off the bench is the most important since we know who the starters are. I just want to know, and I'm curious, who is that guy going to be? So that's why I'm watching the defensive tackles.
All right. Andy just sent me a little note saying I did not announce the Ask Russ winner. And just because the way things work here right now, you guys weren't able to listen to quarter three when we did the Ask Russ segment. I actually announced it during that segment. And the reason why was Believe it or not, Ross and I went off in another direction, and we only got to two questions. They were both excellent questions, so we decided to announce co-winners. So in case you missed it, Nick from Harrisburg and Kyle from State College are both winners. Bob, it's your turn now. Where are you looking for some competition on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, so the more I thought about it, I originally wanted to talk about the linebackers, but I'm gonna pull a quick audible. I think when we talk about a true competition, I think there is one at cornerback. Tariq Castro-Fields is healthy again, and Terry Smith expects him to be a very good player. But I think because of one player coming off his redshirt year that I know they love, and two second-year sophomores that I think are pretty close in terms of ability, I think this might be the most fascinating competition. You talk about Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson, who played a lot for Penn State down the stretch. But, you know, Terry Smith told me the most of the young corner group, probably the most physically talented and gifted player is Joey Porter Jr. He just needs, once he figures everything out, the mental side of it, everything that goes with playing corner, he thinks he's going to be, he has a chance to be a special player. I just think with those three guys, and Penn State's going to be in sets where they play probably three corners, or they're in the spread, or they're in the nickel, or in the dime. I think the competition between, you know, two for three spots, I think Marquise Wilson's a very good player. I just wonder who maybe that third guy is. Is it going to be Keaton Ellis? Is it going to be Joey Porter? They moved Trent Gordon to safety for a reason. I think they like all of these guys a lot. It would be great if Donovan Johnson could stay healthy, because I think he can play if he stays on the field. But to me, I just think that it's the most competitive group, and I just think there could be a lot of different outcomes as far as who starts from week to week. I think the cornerback position opposite Tariq Castro-Fields, and when they go to multiple corner sets, I think that's where you're going to see some value for Penn State. And I think Terry Smith, Brent Pry, and James Franklin have a lot of options.
It sounds like, Bob, that you're looking for Joey Porter to be the one among the youngsters to step up. How about you, Andy? Do you have a favorite among those youngsters?
So for me, it's who's going to be the starter among those three, right? Which one of them emerges as the starter? I'm looking at, you know, Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson. They logged meaningful snaps in 2019. Joey Porter Jr. didn't. But I harp back to my favorite Joe Moorhead, former Penn State offensive coordinator of Mississippi State, head coach who's now the offensive coordinator at Oregon. Did I get that all right? Just an all-around good guy. I love the quote when he said, experience matters until the talent gets experience. And I agree with Bob that isn't Joey Porter Jr. just an interesting case study in that, in terms of the youth at this position, how much depth they have, you know, in these guys, and the fact that Tariq Castro-Fields is already there. That's why I think it's something, and I think Mr. Porter Jr. is going to have something to say about this. I just have a strange feeling that they didn't play him last year for a reason, that he still needed to figure it out, and that gap that they were looking for him to close was something that he needed to close off the field on Saturdays, not on the field on Saturdays. And I think it's closed.
I find it interesting that we have, we're talking about the young guys, who's the one who's going to be the starter opposite Castro-Fields. Yet if you look at the spring depth chart, it is Donovan Johnson who they have listed number one in that spot. And he seems to really be the forgotten guy here. All right. The one level that we hadn't talked about competition yet was at linebacker. And I'm going to throw out a couple names there. I do think there's going to be an interesting competition between Ellis Brooks and Jesse Lucada in the middle. And I think the other part, and I'm not sure who he's competing with, but I feel like Lance Dixon is in competition with somebody to get playing time. So with that as the lead, I'll throw it over to you, Andy. What do you think about the linebackers?
So, okay, so we know Micah Parsons has to be on the field, and maybe the next most talented linebacker, talent-wise, might be Brandon Smith. And how does he fit into all of that? Is he in the middle? Is he in the outside? That is the thing I'm wanted to ask you, Bob. I'm not punting here, because I can talk about the linebackers forever. Is where does Brandon Smith play and where does he fit in this group? Because he was on the field last year. You saw him playing. You know what he can do. You know what he's capable of. And that was just a scratch the surface. Where does he fit? Yeah. I mean, do you move Lucada and Brooks to a different spot? I don't know. That's why I wanted to get your take on Brandon Smith first when it comes – the rest of the linebacker stuff becomes a puzzle after him, I think. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, so for me, it's a little bit like 2017, and I'm going to go to a different position. Penn State had Saquon Barkley as the starter and Miles Sanders as the backup, and it was tough to get Miles Sanders on the field, but – once he did get on the field, when Saquon left, you saw what happened. You saw what Miles Sanders did his first year in the NFL. I think it's a little bit like that at the outside linebacker positions. I think Ellis Brooks and Lucada are the two candidates to play in the middle. I think Brooks probably is going to be tough to beat out. But, I mean, they have three of their most talented athletes play, you know, the outside linebacker position. Micah obviously is one, and he's the best player on the team. But, you know, the separation between somebody like Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon is probably minuscule, but Brandon Smith is just an unbelievable player. I just think Penn State's going to look at this like, hey, we're going to get Lance Dixon on the field whenever we can because he's a uniquely talented kid. But short of moving somebody to middle linebacker, which I don't know that they want to do yet, I just think they're going to try and play Brandon and Lance as many times, you know, split them up as many reps as they can. But Mike has got to stay on the field, and I think they might prefer somebody else in the middle. It reminds me a little bit of when they had Barkley and Sanders, you know, at running back, and they knew both of them were going to be great, but only one could play.
So you see Brandon and Lance playing the same position.
Yes.
And then one of them matriculates and takes Micah's job when Micah's done, which would most likely be Lance Dixon. But you see them sharing the same position and being in a timeshare based on that. Interesting.
It's almost by default that's going to happen. And Brent Pry kind of said that on his conference this spring. I mean, there's no point in having one of those guys back up Micah, because Micah, if he's healthy, he's not coming off the field. So they're kind of in a little bit of a bind.
All right. Real quick, Bob, real fast. Third and long. Does a linebacker come out? A DB come in? How do they handle that?
Yeah, they'll go to two linebackers. It'll be Micah and somebody else. It'll probably either be Brandon or Lance Dixon. I think two of those three will be on the field.
So it won't be a case where maybe they take out the middle linebacker and they add a Lance Dixon instead third and long.
No, that's what I'm saying. The middle linebacker will come off the field and they'll go with two linebackers. One will be Micah and the other one will probably either be Brandon or Lance.
All right. That'll be it for quarter number four. And for our show this week, be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.